Easter, Week 2, Monday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Easter glory fills the sky, alleluia. Christ now lives no more to die, alleluia. Darkness has been put to flight, alleluia, by the living Lord of light, alleluia. Mary, Mother, greet your Son, radiant from his triumph won. By his cross you shared his pain, so forever share his reign. Shepherd, seek the sheep that strayed, come to contrite Peter's aid, strengthen him to be the rock, make him shepherd of your flock. Seek not life within the tomb, Christ stands in the upper room, risen glory he conceals, risen body he reveals. Though we see his face no more, he is with us as before, glory veiled he is our priest, his true flesh and blood our feast. My soul is yearning for you, my God, like a deer that seeks running streams. Alleluia. Psalm 41. Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God? My tears have become my bread, by night, by day, as I hear it said all the day long, where is your God? These things will I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God, amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Saviour and my God. My soul is cast down within me as I think of you, from the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mizar. Deep is calling on deep in the roar of waters, your torrents and all your waves swept over me. By day the Lord will send his loving kindness, by night I will sing to him, praise the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Saviour and my God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My soul is yearning for you, my God, like a deer that seeks running streams. Alleluia. Fill Sion with songs of your praise, Lord, and let the stories of your great deeds be told. Alleluia. A Canticle from Sirach, chapter 36. Save us, God of all things, strike all the nations with terror, raise your hand against foreign nations, that they may see the greatness of your might. Our sufferings proved your holiness to them, let their downfall prove your glory to us. Let them know, as we ourselves know, that there is no other God but you. Give us signs again, work further wonders, clothe your hand, your right arm, in glory. Assemble all the tribes of Jacob, as when they first received their inheritance. Pity the poor people called by your name, pity Israel, chosen as your firstborn. Have compassion on the holy city, Jerusalem, the place of your rest. Let Zion ring with your praises, let your temple be filled with your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Fill Sion with songs of your praise, Lord, and let the stories of your great deeds be told. Alleluia. The glory of the Lord will illumine the city, the Lamb will be its light. Alleluia. Psalm 18. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun, to the farthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The glory of the Lord will illumine the city. The Lamb will be its light. Alleluia. A reading from Romans chapter 10. It is on your lips, it is in your heart, meaning by that the message of faith which we preach. You can find salvation if you will use your lips to confess that Jesus is the Lord, and your heart to believe that God has raised him up from the dead. The heart has only to believe if we are to be justified, the lips have only to make confession if we are to be saved. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. For our sake he died on the cross. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. I tell you solemnly, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I tell you solemnly, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to the Father whose glory was displayed in the death and resurrection of his Son. Lord, enlighten our minds and hearts. God, Father of light, you have illumined the world with the glory of Christ. May the light of faith shine in our lives today. Lord, enlighten our minds and hearts. Through the resurrection of your Son, you have opened our way to everlasting life. May our work today be filled with the hope of your kingdom. Lord, enlighten our minds and hearts. Through your risen Son, you sent the Holy Spirit into the world. Set our hearts on fire with his divine love. Lord, enlighten our minds and hearts. By hanging on the cross, your Son won our lasting freedom. May he stay with us today as our Saviour and Redeemer. Lord, enlighten our minds and hearts. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, we confidently call you Father as well as Lord. Renew your Spirit in our hearts, make us ever more perfectly your children, so that we may enter upon the inheritance you have promised us.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.